Well, we want to welcome grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, congregation. Thank you for being here for our 2017 Sunday School Christmas program. The kids have been working hard and they're excited to get up and to do their presentation today. So a little over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was born. And along the way, December 25th became the day that we've chose to celebrate his birth. And along the way, Jesus' birth has become the biggest birthday celebration on the planet. But unfortunately, as most of us know, that celebration has become more of a party than really about Jesus himself. And even in some situations where even mentioning Jesus around Christmas time has become kind of a taboo. Weird. But today, we are not having any birthday cake. We're not having balloons. We're not having presents. We're going to get back to Jesus himself. We're going to get back to that celebration and honoring Christ.
Today, we're going to be reading selections from Luke 1 and 2 and Matthew 2. So this is Luke 1, 26 through 33. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
And then Luke 1, 34 to 38. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
We will be reciting Mary's song. My soul doth magnify and glory in the Lord. His lowly handmaiden has chosen over all. My spirit doth rejoice over God my Savior, for he has truly blessed me and shown me great favor.
Blessed and exalted is the fruit of her womb. The promise from ages past was coming very soon. I wonder if Mary, the servant of the Lord, understood the depth, the magnitude of her call.
The son she brought forth, called holy and righteous, blessed Prince of Peace, forever there to guide us. Did she know that Jesus is the name above all names, that no one else can save us and take away our shame?
Did Mary know his future and who he really was? Did she know the price he'd pay upon the bloodstained cross?
Oh, a mother's heart must ache to see her firstborn son hanging from a wooden cross, rejected by everyone.
Did she know that he would rise to walk with them again, to eat and drink and share with them until he would ascend? But he left with us his Holy Spirit forever to dwell inside. I wonder if Mary ever knew the significance of his life.
their Savior is born.
The born, the born,
after the shepherd,
the sheep,
watching baby Jesus
fast asleep.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
We will be reciting the poem, As a Baby Jesus Came. As a baby Jesus came from his home above, he left his throne and who he was to teach us how to love.
As a baby Jesus came, wrapped in swaddling cloth, willingly taking on humanity, though God, he was one with God.
As a baby Jesus came to one day grow to be the savior of the human race, people like you and me.
As a baby, Jesus came as God's eternal light that will never be extinguished, but forever shine out bright.
As a baby, Jesus came, the hope of eternal life, reconciling us back to God and giving meaning to our lives.
As a man, Jesus died, his blood poured out for all, cleansing and forgiving us, for to this he was called.
We thank him that he came a babe and grew to be a man, and for his sacrificial love, his nail-scarred hands and feet.
Through it all, we can live on with Jesus Christ our Lord. The babe that came that first Christmas is what we thank him for.
In the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude, the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
An angel told Mary she would bear the Christ. An angel told Joseph to take Mary as his wife.
An angel told Elizabeth about Mary's child and that her son would prepare the way from the wild.
Well, a choir of angels proclaimed his birth.
The King of Kings was living on earth.
An angel told the wise men that hail the king should not be told of what they had seen.
The angels have known him since the beginning of time.
They watched as he forgave your sins and mine.
Helpless to save him, they await his call.
But Mary's your baby dead once for all, yet angels rejoice when you invite him in.
To live in our hearts and forgive all our sin.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at these things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto him.
T'was the night before Christmas in a town called Bethlehem. A king was soon to be born and visited by wise men.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh added to all the big fuss. They named him Emmanuel, which translates God with us.
The angels were rejoicing. They told the shepherds first, A Savior is born this day for those who hunger and thirst.
He'll sit on the throne of David with government upon his shoulder. He will do many miracles. Once baptized and quite older.
He gained strength and wisdom, put righteousness in their place. He created a huge following because of love and grace.
He built a team of 12 that never seemed to agree. He chose from among with the phrase, "Follow me."
He taught them how to live. He gave 2 mighty commandments. He molded how to pray and warned of coming judgments.
He calms the wind and waves. He walks on top of water. He heals the lame and sick, set demons and scientists to slaughter.
He gave his life at Calvary. He did not want them wrong. He spent his dying moments asking to forgive the throng.
They entered the open tomb. His body couldn't be found. He has risen, said the angel, and the good news spread around.
Give this story to Jesus to make our holidays bright. Happy Christmas to all and all. Good night.
Matthew 2, 1 through 2, and 9 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
That same God that placed that star in precise orbit millennia before it appeared over Bethlehem, in celebration of the birth of the babe, has given at least equal attention to placement of each of us. in precise human orbits so that we may, if we will, illuminate the landscape of our individual lives so that our light may not only lead others, but warm them as well.
A diamond shines no brighter than that lovely Christmas star. It shines with all its brilliance and is seen near or far.
A symbol of Christ's child as he lay upon the hay to tell to all the waiting world a Savior was born that day.
O Bethlehem star, keep shining. Give us faith and hope and love. Keep our thoughts forever turning to the Savior up above.
Give us strength, hope, and courage to do our best by far and never falter in our faith as we watch that Christmas star.
Of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel so far, fields and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still.
One star twinkles brightly in heaven, as angels their choruses sing, drawing the worshippers closer, the joy bells begin to ring.
The story told over and over of the babe in the stable they laid, wrapped in swaddling clothing, no room in the inn for the day.
One star to proclaim his arrival, of the king called the Nazarene, one star shining brightly before them, proclaiming the kingdom supreme.
One star led the seekers to Jesus, their hearts filled with love and peace, within them but one desire, to worship the King of Kings.
Look towards the heavens above you, gaze towards the eastern sky, the star that guided the wise men now shimmers before your eyes.
The light of the world is now shining, let all heaven and earth proclaim, unto you a Savior is born, Lord Jesus is his name.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, who is so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
The middle school will now recite the true meaning of Christmas. Jesus Christ was born this day so many years before. He came a servant to the lost, though he was the Lord of Lords.
We celebrate this joyous time reflecting on his birth, not born in a mansion, but a stable, as if he had no worth.
He came so he could identify with the human heart of man and gave his life a sacrifice, offering a better plan.
A plan that reconciles us back to our loving Father God, bringing hope and redemption from sin's ruling. Iron Rod.
For this is the reason that we should celebrate this day, to become focused on anything else that would take the meaning away.
So let us arise with joy in our hearts. And share it with everyone. The meaning of Christmas is the birth of Jesus, God's Son.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining apart through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star
of Bethlehem. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountain till the break of dawn. And into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us a light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed, yonder in glory till the crown is won. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
And now the 7th and 8th grade will be reciting the poem, If You Look For Me At Christmas. If you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are.
You may not be aware of me amidst the celebration. You'll have to look beyond the stars and all the decorations.
But if you take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find I'm waiting there for you.
You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name. Love, Jesus.
So this is the last song, Joy to the World. We'll ask the congregation to join us the last two verses, so verses 3 and 4, and just take a moment to see how amazing this group of kids is up here. It's a lot of them.
Seeing you guys all up here, you don't know how important you are to our church, how important you are to our Lord and Savior. So thank you for walking us through the gospel, the good news of him being born as a baby, dying upon the cross so we can be redeemed. Thank you. So now the church wants to bless you. So what we're going to do, Sunday school, you're going to remain seated. The rest of the church, stand up and we'll pray a blessing over our kids. Let's pray. Teacher, sit or stand as you choose. All right, Father God, O Lord, thou who was, who is, and is yet to come, we pray a blessing upon these young people. We pray a blessing upon your precious, who you created and who you formed. We pray that you redeem them. Father, we pray that they will be yours. We pray that they will be redeemed. We pray that they will be light. We pray that they will be joy. We pray that they will be peace. Thine is the kingdom, power, glory forever. Amen.